How did I find myself here, staring up at the darkened ceiling, waiting? The flickering of the candles scattered about the room, causing the shadows to jump about at the walls. Each time, I assume the shifting forms that frolic at the side of my vision are you, but my heart sinks in disappointment when I glimpse the nebulous forms laughing at my frustration. The ruffle of a nearby candle flame breaks the quiet calmness and brings me back from my thoughts. Did movement in the room cause that? Have you come back to me? Or was it just a wisp of breeze? I lift my head to peer about the room, but once again, I feel dismayed by your absence. My thoughts slip back to my situation and I profess to myself that I would be far more frightened if I were blindfolded. The breeze that challenged the flame glides unseen across the room towards my prone, naked body. Its icy cold fingers nuzzle at my feet, pinching my toes before clawing its way up my leg. My nipples harden as it climbs further up my restrained form, and I feel the hairs at the back of my neck stand on end and the skin around my breast tightens as goosebumps blossom. Your soft, deep chuckle startles me, and I raise my head, wrenching it from side to side as I squint into the shadows needing to see you. But all I'm met with is the implication of your presence and obscurity. Anticipation can be such an exquisite torment. I feel pity for those who do not know or never experience the true joy of the erotic. For most, it's all about the release, that one single moment when an injection of dopamine into their brains is the only form of reward they understand. But in my world, you show me how to focus on the journey and not the destination. Pleasure and intimacy will be found not in finishing the act, but in performing it. Never focus on the pot at the end of the rainbow, but instead caress the spectrum of lights with your eyes and your mind. Appreciate the beauty and savor the moment as if it were your last. Tonight began with just a few words from your lips. Your commanding tone told me to strip, lay down, and then you secured my arms to the middle of our bedhead before leaving me alone with my imagination. Fuck, I'm getting excited at the prospect of what's to come. The gentle wisp of your trousers as you casually stroll into the room makes my pulse quicken. I don't look up this time. Instead, I lay very still, waiting for you to come to me. I smell the sweet aroma of your aftershave before I see you. The smell washes over me like a lace curtain billowing on a breeze. No words are spoken as you approach the side of the bed and look down at me. Our relationship requires no words to awaken the thrill inside us. I turn to look into your piercing grey eyes as you stare into mine, searching for a hint of my thoughts and desires. I want to whisper to you that there's no need to look there to find the answers, but instead slip your hand between my soft thighs to know the lustful truth. I notice for the first time the large tray you're carrying. From my prone position, I can't make out what's on it, but I can surmise from your devilish grin and by my constraints it will be wicked and delightful. You turn away from me and walk to the dresser, placing the tray on it, and begin to organize your instruments of torture. My gaze admires the way your black trousers fit snug against your body, and as a flush spreads from my cheeks and travels downwards, I imagine my fingernails embedded in your firm cheeks as you thrust inside me. My breath catches as you turn to face me and our eyes lock. I thought I'd be able to handle this better than what I am, but I'm so nervous. But more than that, I'm turned on. I feel like the first touch will be too sensitive, as if there is a live electrical current running through my body. The slightest touch from your fingers, lips, or tongue will cause my body to spasm in shock, assailing my senses and making me ineffective at restraining the cries that would escape my lips. My mind will struggle to comprehend if it's pleasure or pain you're exposing me to, which makes for a delicious appetizer to our main course. I'm slow to realize that our stare has been severed. Your eyes are slowly caressing my body, With a touch, I can almost feel your leering over my breast, watching them heave in expectation. The way you follow the contours of my stomach and hips, lingering a moment to tickle my belly button before plunging over my bare mound and into the V of my thighs. Oh God, I hear your soft groan at the side of me. I shiver as you worship my naked body and luxuriate in the fact that I can't do a single thing about my nakedness. Damn, I'm getting wetter and you haven't even touched me yet. If men only knew, it has nothing to do with size or how it's used, but instead it all comes down to the one simple step of making us women feel special, making us feel like a goddess. Attempting to reverse the role of dominance, I close my thighs, forcing you to stop your close scrutiny of my bare sex, and in the process torment you as you do me. But your smile tells me I've failed and embarrassed myself in the attempt. Instead, I'm left staring at your back again as you turn towards the tray, highlighting once and for all who really is in charge tonight. There is no logical reason for me to be frightened tonight, especially in your presence. I feel safe and secure, yet the flutter of butterflies in my stomach causes me to swallow with dry, audible click as my mind begins to speculate at what you have planned. Turning to face me once again, I see your first instrument of torture and my breath catches as I watch my worst fear swing like a pendulum from the tip of your finger. The black satin material promises a world sealed off from the light, depositing me in a realm where I must entrust myself to you. I raise my eyes, searching your face for a hint of jest, but your attention has been drawn back to my naked, harnessed body that's subject to your whims. I try to speak to get your attention, but my mouth is suddenly dry and barren of any complaint. The action of licking my lips draws your gaze up to meet mine. The pleading in my eyes speaks volumes, but your gaze ignores my silent cries, and instead you make your way across the room towards me, slow and steady, savouring every tormenting step. As you lean over my supine form and raise the blindfold towards my face, a soft cry escapes my lips, which causes you to pause briefly and look into my eyes. You wordlessly question me, asking me for my permission to continue. I know it's my own naivety that frightens me more than anything, and there's no one I trust more than you. So I give a single, subtle nod of surrender. Your eyes soften and you smile. You lean in closer, bringing your mouth down to mine. You pause to savour the moment, to cherish the smell of each other's skin, to breathe each other's breath. Looking into each other's eyes, our lips meet finally. It feels so good to have you touching me that I strain against my bindings, striving to bring myself closer to you. But the sudden snap along my arm reminds me of my restrained limitations, and instead I moan into your mouth, in a union of ecstasy and frustration. But oh God, you taste so fucking good. Your full lips and tongue linger and caress me. You invade my mouth, probing, tasting, reveling, and I love every moment. Our kiss slows and you take the bottom lip between both of yours, holding me for a moment before releasing and trailing your touch across my cheek. Your hot breath skims over my ear, making me shiver and whimper as you hold your cheek pressed against mine. I press closer to you, waiting for you to whisper your desires to me, but you draw out the moment, and I almost question my expectations before your words finally resonate through my body, stoking the ache within my sex and leaving me gasping. I can smell your arousal. I arch my body, pushing my chest towards you, needing to feel your warm, naked skin pressed against mine. And I groan from deep within as you slip the blindfold over my eyes, and my world becomes indistinct. Please, I beg, I don't think I can stand being teased tonight. Silence is my only answer. I'm ready now. I try it again, in vain. I cock my head slightly to the side as the rustling of clothing is all I can hear. Are you getting undressed? moving about the room, preparing some form of torment. I can only guess at your actions while encased in my dark prison. I push my other senses to their greatest extent, searching, plying for any information. My body tenses instinctively and my thighs rub together, and I realize that I'm straining against the bindings, but I can't relax, not now, not tonight. Without my vision, I'm listening too closely, breathing too deeply, bracing for the unexpected. I listen as you move around the room, completing tasks that, for all I know, are immaterial and their purpose is to prolong the torment. I hear the soft hush of your footsteps on the carpet. Suddenly, like a scream in the night, something is unzipped. What was that? Was it your trousers? The image of your erect, swollen member flashes through my mind and my desire soars. Are you standing next to the bed, staring down at my naked body? Have you reached into your pants and taken yourself out? Are you touching yourself while standing over me? I rub my thighs together at the thought. This delicious force waiting, the exquisite sound of things unknown makes me feel helpless and wetter. When it does come, that first touch, I'm so anxious that I jump. I feel ridiculous and ashamed of my action as your warm hand rests flat against my heaving chest just below my throat. I turn my head to face away from you, biting hard into my bottom lip in an attempt to rein in my emotions that have bubbled to the surface and reveal my inexperience. Forcing myself to take deep breaths, I slowly calm and relax my body, the warmth of your hands seeping into my skin and your reassuring presence assist me. But my sensibility is walking a very fine line. Your breathing, pronounced in the silence of the room, is deep and rhythmic, almost hypnotic, and I concentrate, imagining your face, your bright grey eyes, and the penetrating way they probe into my subconscious, seeking out what excites me. I wonder, when you slip into my mind, do you see an image of what I desire? A subtle movement from your hand. Was it real or imagined? No, there it is again. A minuscule slip downwards before pausing, making me wait as anticipation is being forced on me each and every step. I can feel my jaw tightening and a scream of frustration building down inside me. And what happens when that scream escapes my lips? What then? Will the bindings holding me suddenly come undone? Will the blindfold be torn from my eyes? No, nothing will happen. I do expect to hear your smug laugh torment me further. But would you take pity on me at that moment and give me a morsel of relief? Probably not. And even though you make me grind my teeth and want to scream out so loud the neighbours would hear, I still wouldn't want it any other way. You raise your palm off my skin and begin to glide your fingertips down between my breasts, slowly dipping down the slight decline onto my stomach before stopping above my naked sex. My breasts heave at the promise of what's to come, but instead your touch evaporates from my skin just when you're about to get to the heart of my ache. Instinctively, I still raise my hips trying to force your hand, but no matter what I do, your touch doesn't return. A cocky laugh watches over me and I grind my teeth in delightful constraint. Your movement off the bed and footsteps away cause me to pull against my restraints as I attempt in vain to loosen a wrist. My struggles swiftly stop as a freezing chill reverberates through my body at the sound of ice cubes being squished around in a glass. My breath catches as the tinkling and clinking of ice is a frigid mockery that makes my nipples harden and the hair on my arms stand on end. The silence that follows is even worse, waiting for that first chilling contact against my skin. But instead I'm shocked from my thoughts by your warm breath on my cheek and your soft command. Open your mouth for me. You whisper. Without thought or protest, my mouth opens. I startle slightly at the first frigid drop splashes onto my tongue. The cold liquid floods into my mouth and trickles to the back of my throat, soothing the dryness. A second drop bursts over my bottom lip and trickles over my chin and down my throat. I wait for the shock of the third drop, but instead the direct chill of the ice cube is rubbed along my bottom lip to the corner of my mouth and then over my top lip to the other corner. My tongue slips out to lick at the ice one moment, and the next your warm mouth is on mine and our tongues chase the cold away. Lost in your lips, reveling in the warm moistness of our kiss, it takes a moment for me to realize the slow descent of the ice cube down my throat and across my chest. As your lips leave mine, we find ourselves both panting from the passion, and I arch my neck and groan as the ice melts a path to my erect nipple. I wait like a statue, one that has been sculptured to capture the instant before ecstasy is endowed. And when your touch does come, I cried in delight, or is it discomfort? A circling of the ice shard around my nipple is a symphony of pleasure and pain. A fusion intermingled, some of mine can't comprehend where one starts and the other ends. The tip of the shard glides over the goosebumps of my nipple once, and then pauses before circling a second time. A chilling drop of water trickles down the side of my breasts and into the sheet, leaving a wet trail glistening in the candlelight. Heat follows cold as you swallow the chill with your mouth. Encasing my frigid tip, you devour it like candy, sucking its proud firmness before crushing it between your lips and pulling, stretching it, holding it, and then releasing. Just as I start to breathe again, the combination of your lips and teeth propel me once again into the realm of confusing perceptions. The plain pleasure principle will be a constant companion tonight. I want you to devour my whole body. I want to shiver as your tongue tantalizes and gasp as your teeth torture me, but either way, I melt at whatever touch you bestow. The burning itch at my wrists reminds me of my bindings and their unyielding devotion to constrain my impatience, holding me back from you, stopping me from taking what I want, what I need. Your lips and mouth continue to pleasure and punish my nipples as I raise my head. Expelling my heaving breath into your ear, I groan loudly in approval, inciting you to do more. My hands are tight, fists fighting against the restraints. My body shudders and my thighs dance to a rhythm all of their own. Letting my head fall back onto the pillow, I raise my torso off the bed, pushing my breasts against you. The desire to touch you is beginning to hurt, and the force of that frustration is so erotic. For the first time, I'm aware of my own sounds. The noise coming from my throat are breathy and unrecognizable, as words by their meaning is so clear. Soft moans and cries of desire, pleading, angry mumble demands that sink to a whimper of need when ignored. I raise my head, smelling your closeness, hearing the smack of your lips on my erect nipples. I know what words to seduce you with. Please. I need you to touch me, I whisper in a husky voice. I can feel it building, the ache between my legs. It's already reached a fever pitch level, and with your touch it will quickly boil over. Your pleasuring stops, and the cold air chills the wetness across my nipples. I can tell by your labored breathing that you're excited, and you take so much pleasure from my enjoyment. What do you need?
What do you need?
You ask. Your mouth is inches away from mine and your breath caressing my lips. My only thoughts are primal. I need you to kiss me again. I need you to slip your hand between my legs and touch the warm wetness you created. But I don't believe for a second that you need me to answer your question. It's just more teasing, allowing me to believe I have control, only to turn around and show me I have none. Please is all I'm allowed to utter before your lips are on mine again. My mouth opens at the same time my legs do, giving you access to my body's most private part. I plant my feet firmly on the bed and I raise my hips to greet your touch. As soon as your fingers slide across my bare lips, I feel the chill from the ice upon them, but only for an instant as the heat from my sex quickly warms your touch. My orgasm hits as soon as your fingers delve into my depths and circle the erect bundle of nerves inside. I explode in your arms, my thighs clamp shut on your hand and my hips buck as my scream flows into your mouth and you swallow it as if it were sustenance for your passion. I collapse and lay spent on the bed, pushing my heaving breaths towards the heavens. A tingle dances up my arms, my hearing muffled as it's stuffed with cotton and my mind is foggy with satisfaction. Your fingers continue to move through my wetness, gently guiding me down from the edge of orgasm. My body spasm and jerks due to the sensitivity that, as gentle as you are, is almost painful. I love it when you come in my mouth.
You come in, you whisper, my mouth.
And I moan at the image, and to let you know, your words excite me just as much, if not more, than your sweet touch. I also still want more, much, much more. I want your fingers to glide inside me. Two, possibly even three fingers exploring me. I want to touch you, taste you, and explore your hardness. My appetite for you has not diminished with my orgasm, but instead escalated to the point I'm finally able to articulate my needs. Sir, I ask in a croaky voice. Tell me what you want, sweetheart.
Tell me what you want.
You whisper so sweetly across my lips. Please, I want to touch you now. Your fingers cease their delicate swirling and I immediately regret my request. When your soft touch leaves me altogether, I mourn their absence with a whine of frustration. Your full, warm lips touch the corner of my mouth and then glide over my cheek. Your hand reaches up and your fingers meld into my hairline and your thumb caresses my cheek as you cut the side of my face, holding me in place as your tongue slips up and down my neck. You pause a moment and take in a deep breath, savouring the unique smell of my skin and hair. Sweetheart, I'm sorry, but that's not possible. As soon as you touch me, I'm going to explode. My wetness is still coating your fingers when I feel them slide either side of my nipple and clamp down, gently squeezing and pulling. My chest lifts of its own accord, wanting more, and your mouth quickly answers my plea and envelops my nipple. I luxuriate in the insistent sound of sucking and smacking as you take delight in not only my unique taste, but also the act of cleaning all my juices from my skin. There's another reason why I can't let you touch me.
Another reason I can't let you.
You whisper across my breasts. You see, when I finally come, I need to be buried deep inside you. Sudden movement and you're gone from me. No, no, no. Please don't go, please. After hearing your confession, I want you more than ever. I need you more than ever. I want you inside me. I want to feel you swell and explode in me. I want to dig my fingernails into the muscles of your back as your body tenses in orgasm. But I'm wasting my time. My only companion is silent. And once again, I realize what you've done. You've intensified the anticipation, like waving a red cloth at a bull, and I charge blindly towards your perceived desires. Instead, I wait for what comes next. Will it be pleasure, pain, torment, relief, love, or lust? My wait is short-lived as my head arches back as an infinite number of fingers glide their way, starting from my foot, up my leg, shimmering across my hip, over my stomach and caress my breast. I shiver and goosebumps explode all over my body, not from the coldness, but from the delicate lover's caress that surprises me. The fingers cavort about my chest and throat, tickling and grazing my nipples before traveling back down the other side of my body, teasing and taunting me all the way. When the erotic fingers leave my now inflamed skin, the voice inside my head screams out, "What the fuck was that?" Suddenly they're back, but this time they caress both my inner thighs at once, and even though I know what's coming next, I still can't prepare for the sensation. Fireworks mushroom in the inky darkness behind the blindfold as those delicate fingers earnestly glide over my bare lips, lingering, doing a slow, sultry salsa upon my sex. My whole body solidifies in delight, unable to move, moan, or breathe. All I can do is hang in time, frozen in space. Finally, when the fingers do stop their cavorting, the release of my held breath has me gasping for air, but instantly they're back again, and once more my body becomes rigid with pleasure. I will never know whether it was the noise or the change in sensation, but either way, when the first swat of the whip's fingers echoed across my neck, thighs, and about the bedroom, I couldn't suppress the shriek that escapes my lips. Another sharp slap ripples across my other thigh, and I feel my whole body jump in fright, biting down hard on my lip in a feeble attempt to stifle yet another yelp. I'm left shocked and confused at the mixed feelings of pain, fright, and arousal. Oh my God, those fingers are dancing across my bare mound again. How can an instrument of pain be so delectable? I shake my head from side to side at the smorgasbord of feelings and emotions that bombard me. Lust, helplessness, fright, need, fear and desire. I'm left paralyzed for an instant when I grasp the truth that I want the fingers to caress me, but I also want the sharp sting of the whip. What's wrong with me? Would all my thoughts begin to calm as your teeth and mouth return to my swollen nipple, and I utter a soft moan as your mouth resumes its sweet punishment? My body begins to relax after the onslaught of conflicting sensations, and I concentrate on easing the straining of my arms against the ropes. But no matter how hard I try, my thighs continue to ignore my cognitive demands to settle, and they persist in their insistence to quell the deep ache within my apex. Your lips begin to work their way down the side of my breast with the tip of your tongue following its curvature. Your fingernails quickly join your mouth so that the combined sensations trickle down the side of my torso. I follow your path down my body, and in my mind your course begins to veer towards my pussy. Your touch arches over my prominent hip bones and glides towards my ache. My breathing quickens without any thought, but all contact evaporates within reach of my need. I feel your body shift on the bed, and then I hear your long, deep breath in through your nose, followed by an animalistic groan of lust, followed by your hot breath on my bare lips and thighs. Oh God, you're smelling my wetness. You're so close. My reaction is automatic as I lift my pelvis up, hoping against hope that I could touch your mouth and sweet, soft tongue. Your warm breath washes over my naked skin like ripples in a bath. I imagine you staring at my lips, naked as the day I was born, plump, swollen, and inflamed with arousal. I revel in your act and coax you by slowly opening my legs wider so you see the glistening of my juices like sparkling diamonds in the candlelight. I'm met with a sound of approval as I know how much you appreciate seeing me wet with excitement. Roll over now.
Roll over now.
Onto your stomach.
Onto your stomach.
By slowly wiggling and with great difficulty, I inch my way onto my side and then onto my stomach. It's obvious you had this action planned, seeing as you tied my hands to the center of the bed frame. With my hands now crossed at the wrists, I find the bindings are even more constricting than before, but I'm now able to pull myself closer to the head of the bed and prop myself up onto my elbows. This may not mean much to most people, but at that moment it was a semblance of control that I felt starved of. The silence that follows screams to me that you're once again voyeuring me. Most probably you're standing at the foot of the bed, or better yet, kneeling on the floor, placing yourself at eye level. I feel your gaze like the finest silk cloth settle over my skin, dancing over the back of my knees, gliding up my tender thighs, and then moulding itself over the heart-shaped contours of my ass. I widen my legs and arch my lower back, offering myself to you, knowing that you're staring at me, seeing how red, swollen, and ready I am. The silence that follows is tormenting, and the lack of movements is just as agonizing. Fuck. Do something, please. The mattress to my left dips as you kneel next to me on the bed. Your soft fingers trace the outline of the tattoo imprinted across my lower back. I know you find that part of my body erotic. The soft skin, the curvatures of my back, hips and cheeks, and the prominent tattoo framing that portion of my body. So many times I've cried out in pleasure as your desire erupts across that part of my body, feeling you rub your slippery warm essence into my skin, knowing that as the bliss throws through your body at the moment of your orgasm, I am the center of your arousal. Fingers gently press into the sides of my hips, enticing me to raise them. I feel the pillow slip under me and then the pressure of your hand easing me back down. With the pillow under my waist, my ass is propped high into the air. To some, this position may seem demeaning, but I truly adore it. I feel exposed. It's a position where you can pleasure me in so many different and wonderful ways. Your tender caress over my ass cheek, followed by a moan of adoration, has me sighing within. A warm flush throws through my body and my knees begin to shake. You could spend all night touching me like this. And I wonder if there are people out there who would ask you what pleasure you get from that. Your reply would be, if you have to ask, you will never understand the simple joy in a woman's form and their satisfying noises of delight. Still, propped up on my elbows with my head up, I begin to relax and allow your gentle touch to lull me along like a leaf on a current, guiding me slowly towards the culmination of all your actions. The slap is loud and shocking. Fuck. My cry of fright follows the echo of the paddle off the bedroom walls. The confusion of my thoughts and feelings as they tumble through my mind overwhelm me. Was it the loudness of the paddle striking my bare behind? Or was it the shock of the smarting pain? Or possibly was it the delectable feeling of submission? Or just maybe it was a heady combination of them all? Just to confuse matters further, I feel you lean down. Your lips kiss the hot welt imprinted across my cheek, quickly followed by your soft, warm tongue, which eases the biting sting. Hot and cold, sweet and sour, pleasure and pain. Opposites do attract. Raising yourself back up, your delicate touch continues to trace the raised outline of the paddle, the gentleness and warmth easing the remaining sting. I can see the real appeal in dominance, you admit. Starting with the sharp crack of the paddle on your perfect ass, followed by the misleading cry of what? Pain? Or was it fright? Either way, it was conflicting with your body's reaction. Next time, don't open your legs and arch your back offering me your pussy. Leaning down, you whisper directly into my ear. I also adore the way your cheeks quivered. Make me very hard. Now, would you care for another? You ask. Do I want another? So many questions and doubts are going through my mind. I honestly don't know. My cheek still feels red hot. I imagine the soft white skin starting to turn a light shade of crimson. What do I want? I have to answer him. And suddenly it's crystal clear. My wetness has increased. My ache is more powerful. Yes. Yes, I do. I want the shock. I want the turmoil. It's naughty, it's new, and I want to curl up and lose myself in all the varied feelings. Your hand continues to gently caress my skin, calming my beating heart and reminding me that this isn't about pain. It's about me offering myself to you, and in return you repay this trust with pleasure and love. I won't ask again. I feel the authority in your voice. It's scary, but also your dominance makes my inner muscles clench in desire. I can't answer. My mouth is too dry. I try again, and this time I emit a subtle squeak of yes. It doesn't come out sounding overly convincing, but that doesn't faze you in the slightest. No sooner does the word escape my lips than the second slap follows with a resounding smack. Your response, so quick on the heels of my answer, makes me wonder if the arm holding the paddle wasn't already upraised, anticipating me. I still jump at the shock and surprise, but this time I stifle the cry by biting my lip. And this time, I don't allow my body to reveal my true feelings by arching my back. This time, I absorb the mixed sensations into my being. This time, I squeeze my thighs together when the paddle strikes my other cheek, feeling the warmth flow through me. Your hand strokes the new sting and cups my cheeks, squeezing and fondling. Your little fingers slips between my cheeks and travels down toward my sex. I emit a gentle intake of air as you slip inside me, testing my level of arousal like a swimmer checking the temperature of the water. Oh my, you groan. So very, very wet.
So very.
Your finger disappears and I hear the soft sucking as you taste me. There's a sudden muffled movement on the bed and the mattress dips between my legs. Your hands firmly grasp my hips and drag me up onto my knees. There seems to be an urgency in your actions as my thighs are pushed further apart by what feels like your shoulders. Your warm breath washes over my pussy, and I realize that you've worked your way underneath me. Your face, your wonderful mouth, is poised directly below my soaked pussy. All I have to do is ease my legs apart and lower myself. Your arms encircle my thighs, pulling me down. I resist. I finally hold the upper hand. The pressure pulling me down increases. I feel your urgency. But what if this is one of your red cloth at a bull moments and I try to lower myself onto your face only to have you stop me inches, millimeters away from your mouth? I will scream. Your grip loosens from around my thighs and your hands slide their way up, cupping my ass cheeks. I feel your fingernails slowly pressing into the fleshy skin, enticing me, begging me to lower my pussy, and it makes me shiver with promise. Please.
Please.
You whisper from underneath me. I hear the need in your voice. The indescribable urgency to taste and pleasure me is palpable, and I need no further encouragement. I lower my mound directly onto your warm, moist, waiting mouth. The first incredible swipe of your tongue through my sex forces a cry of lust from my lips, and I grind my pelvic bone against you as my head goes back and my mind is lost to pleasure. Your grip tightens and you force me intently down onto your waiting mouth, holding me locked against your mouth. Like a starving man at a banquet, you lap at me, sucking, licking with your muffled moans vibrating through my pelvic bone. You hold nothing back in your enjoyment, and neither do I, moaning and screaming with abandon. I no longer see darkness behind my blindfold, but instead a full spectrum of lights, a kaleidoscope of images all resounding from the movement and delight of your tongue. The third slap from the paddle at the instant you penetrate me with your tongue is the spark that ignites the flame inside me. The relentless motions of your tongue have me riding the edge of climax. And when I reach my pinnacle, my orgasm flows through my veins and my body like water from a dam. The enchanting light that swallows me whole is warm and welcoming. The love and solace I feel can only ever be felt in this situation and with the one you love gifting it to you. Somewhere, somehow, I scream out that I'm coming. The final definitive slap of the paddle during orgasm only increases the indescribable delight that is flowing through me. Pain and pleasure join hands and show me a new world of erotic depths I could never have imagined. I can't wait any longer. I hear you say in my drowsy and disoriented state, it's like fighting your way up from a deep sleep as it takes me a moment to focus on your words. I'm still positioned on my elbows and knees, facing the bedhead. My hands are now numb from the constraints of the binding. The left side of the mattress dips directly next to my elbow and the distinct sound of a zipper lowering is loud. Light suddenly floods back into my life as the blindfold is removed and I blink several times in surprise. I turn my head to the left and drink in the gorgeous sight of your erect member encased in skin-tight white Calvin Kleins. From the warm, flickering glow of the candles, I can make out every single contour, every curve. I can follow the prominent outline of your swollen head, pulsating, begging to be unleashed. I bet it's sensitive. The slightest touch will have it spasming, threatening to erupt. A dark, wide, wet spot tells me how you adore worshipping my body and how you love to make me suffer your dominant ways. I lean in closer to you, closing my eyes and doing what you do to me. I take a deep breath through my nose. Your smell is so unique. It's a combination of your natural skin, body wash, and the musky odor of your manhood. From childhood, I've always associated smells with events or seasons of the year, and when I savor your scent, it infuses me with a strong, positive emotion of regard and affection. I truly adore the added aphrodisiac effects the sense of smell has on my libido. The raw delight I feel only makes the frustration of not being able to touch you even stronger. Tonight has been a night of firsts, and like you, I utter a low animalistic groan of lust. Your thumbs hook under the band close to your hips, and you slowly start to wriggle and push your Calvins down. I move back, away, ready to watch your manhood spring out. I catch myself absently licking my lips at the possibility of running my tongue over the soft, smooth head, tasting your saltiness. Closing my eyes for a second, I swear I can already taste you, already feel you slide slowly between my lips and over my tongue. Opening my eyes just in time, I gasp loudly and arch my ass further into the air as your rigid cock appears. It points to the roof, proud and commanding, demanding reverence and attention. My fervor swells as I notice for the first time the black leather harness that's locked tightly around your beautiful organs. I angle my head to follow the material as it clenches your balls, pulling them away from your body, and encircles the base of your cock tightly, forcing the blood to remain in your shaft, making it thicker, longer, much more dominating and powerful than ever before. My muscles ache and contract at the thought of its dominating presence, pressing against my opening, forcing its way inside me, slamming in and out, over and over, taking me, using me for its own pleasure. I lean in towards your cock. My mouth is literally watering at the prospect of tasting you. Your swollen head, engorged a deep purple, throbs with each heartbeat. Moving in, I let it gently rest against my cheek and close my eyes. Feeling your pulse against my skin, feeling our heartbeat in unison. It's like fine-tuning our bodies so that they're in sync. As much as I love this action, I need something else, something more primal. I open my eyes and turn to face your cock. My eyes drift upwards over your stomach and your sun-darkened chest, finally coming to rest on your reflected gaze. The look in your eyes frightens me with its intensity, but also arouses me with its passion. I know what you need. I know what we both need. My tongue eases from between my lips, and your gaze dives down to watch it as it snakes out, lubricating, making my lips shiny in the gleaming light. I partially open my lips so that you can see a flash of my bottom teeth. My breath cascades out and splashes across your cock as I close my eyes and finally lick the sensitive spot just under your head. The groan you emit and the spasm of your cock incites my senses, and I find myself panting hard and fast along with you. I take my touch away, tormenting you. I look up again into your eyes, and your gaze is far more burning now, and your breath hisses out from between clamped teeth. Again, I thought I was in control, but again I was wrong. I planned on teasing you, teasing myself in the process, but with my wrists still bound, I was given the illusion of power. Your hand reaches out and your fingers glide into the folds of my hair, wrapping around to the back of my head and pulling my face insistently towards your cock. Or I pretend to resist before succumbing to your demands. I fight half-hearted as you pull me against your cock, crushing it between us. The smell of the leather harness wrapped around your cock is synonymous with dominance, and it pervades my nostrils as you rub yourself against me. Pulling back away from me, your other hand reaches up to grasp your cock, pulling it down, aiming it directly towards me. The glittering sparkle of your essence flashes from your tip, telling me of arousal as you again pull my face towards your fixed position. You don't move any closer. Instead, you force me to come to you. My lips part again. I don't want to wait for your command telling me to open my mouth. I may pretend to faint reluctance, but in fact I don't want to waste time, breath or energy. I just want your cock in my mouth now. But you have other plans. Instead, you let go of my head and lay down next to me. You reach downward and tap my left thigh, coaxing me to lift it off the bed. I quickly envisage your efforts to get me to cooperate so that you can slide underneath my body. You hiss when my legs clamp close on your hips and I lower myself down so that my wetness makes contact with your erection. Your hands urgently reach up to clasp my hips in an attempt to stop me. Just wait.
Just wait.
You command through clenched teeth. Not fucking likely. I finally feel like I have control and I want to take advantage of it. Your head is between my crossed arms and I can feel your breath against my neck. I press myself closer to you, rubbing my erect nipples over the thin veil of hair on your chest while curling my hips, rubbing my now gushing, soaked pussy against your cock. Kiss me, I whisper. I want your lips on me. I want your tongue in my mouth. And I want you as wild as you've made me feel. Fuck, you're still fighting me. But I still managed to slide my wetness against your cock again and again, despite your hold on my hips. Kiss me now. I beg while pressing and rubbing harder against you. Damn it.
Damn
you hiss like a white flag spoken against my lips right before our mouths meet. Finally, my inner voice screams in triumph as you surrender to my passion and your tongue invades my mouth. Your hands leave my hips, one arm encircling my waist, squeezing me tightly against your body, while the other reaches up, grasping a handful of hair and holding my face in place as we kiss. I feel my breasts crushed between us, nipples erect and hard as your hairs tickle them. Our kiss never slows nor falters as your hand release their grip and slip lower. Your fingers dig into the delicate flesh of my cheeks as you lift me up and bring me down, impaling me with your hard cock, filling me completely. There's no finesse, no gentle lovemaking. You've finally lost all control. All the will to deny yourself is gone. The crescent-shaped furrows left by your fingernails will mark my soft white flesh for days to come. But at that moment, neither of us notice nor care as you piston me up and down, over and over, fucking me like you mean it. Dirty, sweaty, rough sex. It feels as if your only purpose for living is to be inside me. Your mouth leaves mine as your head goes back, and your eyes are closed, and your mouth is wide in a silent scream of ecstasy. You're getting close. I can feel it. I can feel you expanding inside my inner walls, stretching me wider. And when you finally let yourself slip over the edge and scream your release into the darkness, my eyes open and I'm looking up at the ceiling in my bedroom. My breathing is laven and my body is sweaty. I lay there a moment blinking, trying to comprehend where, when and how, as I watch the shadows of the tree outside my bedroom window swaying in the late night breeze across the ceiling. A dream. I was having an incredible sex dream. The type of dream which comes along once every few years, one that you swear was real. So real that when I raise my head and look down along my body, I can see that one of my breasts has escaped my singlet. My nipple is erect in the cold morning air. My wrist is caught up in the sheet as if I was tied up with a rope. But like a puff of smoke that dissolves on a wisp of breeze, the image of the dream begins to fade. My face screws up in anguish and disappointment. My hands close into tight fists that grip and pull at the sheets as I realize that not only can I still feel your lips pressed against mine, but I can still feel your cock inside me. Remember, think, and don't forget. In my dream, I let you do things to me that I never let anyone else do. Didn't even know I wanted to do them. My hand brushes over my nipple and I shudder. And when I slip my hand under the covers and feel between my legs, my fingers slide into a pool of moisture. I'm so wet that my lips are slippery, my thighs are coated, and I can feel the damp sheet under me. How could this have happened? It felt so real. It still feels real. As my fingers flay through the wetness and heat, I realize that I'm already so close to orgasm. I turn my head, and from the light coming in through the bedroom window, I look longingly at your sleeping form next to me. A seductive smile dances across my lips and a delicious thrill courses through my body, brought on by my boldness. A repercussion of the dream, I guess. I roll onto my side, facing away from you, and slowly, gently begin to wiggle back. Trying in vain not to wake you, I spoon against you. I feel the warmth of your body. I feel the tickle of your chest hair against my back, and I feel the heat and hardness of your erection against my lower back. I reach behind me, my fingertips seeking out your cock. Finding it, I pull it down. I let the inflamed head brush along my thigh and up towards the saturated mess of my groin. I know you're awake now because your breathing has changed. It was lethargic and slow, but when your cock head brushed my leg, I heard the soft intake of air. I didn't want you to sleep anyway. I wanted you to enjoy this very intimate moment. The instant you feel my wetness and you wonder why. Pressing your rigid cock against my saturated lips, we both hear the erotic squelch. There's no resistance. You enter me so easily and I close my eyes as your length slowly delves into my depths. No matter how good your cock feels, it's your words, your tone and the pleasure in your voice that sends me over the edge into pure bliss. Oh princess, you're so wonderfully whipped.